Welcome back to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. In this segment, what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop? And do you ever get frustrated by someone at the grocery store? Maybe somebody who puts their cart in the middle of the aisle where you cannot get by. I know this is not necessarily a subject for a real estate show, but we're going to talk about grocery store etiquette. Maybe some of the things that frustrate me frustrate you as well. I want to introduce a very, very special guest, Miss Tammy Slay. Hello.
Hello, Cleve.
It's good to see you.
It's great to see you.
Thanks for being with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
I appreciate it. It's always fun.
Yes,
when you come
is.
On the show. Now,
yes.
For those of you who listen to the show regularly, you know that Tammy lives in Dallas, Texas. She's a real estate broker, just like I am. And she's also my girlfriend for 2.5 years.
Yes.
And she happens to be in Atlanta today.
I am.
And so I invited her to come and do a couple segments of the radio show. Will you do this segment and the next one?
I will do this one and
okay.
the next one.
Okay. Before we jump into our two topics, what will the housing market look like once mortgage interest rates drop and grocery store etiquette, which you, by the way, are about the friendliest person in the grocery store I think I've ever seen. You visit with most people in the grocery store, which maybe some people don't think that's so friendly,
well,
but a lot of people seem to.
I'm about to learn.
Oh, goodness, that's funny. Okay, real quick, though, before we get started, don't forget we want to connect with you, and it is simple. Go to gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back or challenge things we say. We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago who didn't like my opinion of whether or not someone should live near the airport, and they came
yes.
on and they gave their opinion. You can share your ideas with us. You can request your neighborhood be featured, where we'll do some additional research and feature your neighborhood during our neighborhood spotlight, and you can subscribe to our podcast. There was an article in Realtor.com, Tammy, that was titled, "What Will the Housing Market Look Like Once Mortgage Interest Rates Drop?" And so I thought it'd be a good idea to turn this into a segment. Here's what home buyers can expect. My daughter Stacy makes fun of me. I used to say expect instead of expect. Here's what home buyers can expect. So what do you think is going to happen as interest rates drop? Now remember, in October, 30-year fixed interest rates hit a 23-year high of 7.79%. Now, when I bought my first home in 1992, my rate was 8.875%, and I thought I was lucky to get that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that for a while we had 3%, 3.5%, 4%, 30-year fixed interest rates. So what do you think is going to happen when interest rates start to drop?
Well, I think we're going to see more buyers hit the market, and competition's going to rank up. We're still at a low inventory, even though we have more inventory than we did 2 years ago. It's still low inventory. Many markets are still seeing multiple offers, and I think we're going to continue to see multiple offers. So buyers can expect to have more buyers in the market and have more of a competition, although they're going to have a lower monthly price when it comes
monthly
to
payment.
Interest.
Yep.
They may actually end up paying a little bit more for the house in a couple of months than they are going to pay for it today.
According to Churchill Mortgage, for every 1% drop in mortgage rates, there are 5 million more households that qualify. Not 5 million that actually will get into the market, but 5 million more that qualify. Now, that is huge.
It's huge.
Like, that is huge. Have you ever heard that number before?
I have actually heard this quoted, and I can't remember where I heard this quoted. But to me, it's like the Black Friday sale. So, you know, that's what I envision is we have buyers that are going to wait for Black Friday because they want to fight with the other buyers and they likely won't get the product that they want.
Yep.
Or we have buyers that see the sale go on a few weeks before and say, I'm going to go ahead and get it now, even though I might miss out on an extra little discount, but I'll get the product that I want.
Yep.
And so to me, it's a lot like a Black Friday sale.
It is. People think it's a Black Friday
right,
sale. People
right.
think it's a Black Friday. So let's talk real quickly. Number one, experts believe that mortgage rates will decline gradually. Do you agree with that? Disagree with that?
No, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a massive drop.
Not all at one time.
Not all at one time.
And interestingly, I mean, I think we've got to wait for the Federal Reserve Board to start dropping the Fed funds rate. And I think once the Fed funds rate, even though the two things are not really tied together, I think once the Fed funds rate, easy for me to say, right, starts to drop, I think interest rates will gradually drop. Again, industry experts think it'll be in the 6.5, 6.75 range. I think it might get down under 6, but who knows? Degree in economics has not been mailed to me yet. So you mentioned earlier that home buyers or homes will become more affordable. So more home buyers will actually come into the market. And when you think about it, though, they won't become that much more affordable. So if interest rates go down 0.75 point or something like that, interest payments might come down about 10%. So instead of being $100, they'll be $90. I'm just making up a number to give you an idea. So we don't expect the savings to be huge, but you can expect more competition. Absolutely, positively, you can expect more competition.
Which might offset the interest savings.
Which I think, let's just say, will offset the interest savings. And remember a couple of years ago when people, or 3 years ago, when people had to put in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 offers, home buyers might have to go in and start submitting more offers.
Yeah.
As the market changes.
As a buyer, I would rather buy at an 8% than buy in a 6%.
So you'd rather buy at an 8%. Well, you'd rather buy at an 8% than a 6% if the 6 comes after the 8.
Right, yes.
So today you'd rather go ahead and buy at 8 because then you've got it locked in at the current purchase price.
I have a lower purchase price.
And you can refinance.
Exactly.
As the rates come down. Yep. Now, as rates come down, what's going to happen on the seller side of the business?
Well, I mean, as you know, more buyers in the market, it's going to be a better seller's market. And it's still a seller's market, even though many sellers don't feel it's their market. But the days on the market are going to lessen, and you're going to have more sellers that have opportunities because now we got the interest rate lower, right? So they get to go do something.
So they get to buy what they want to buy that maybe they felt like they couldn't buy before. There's a stat here that says 80% of current mortgage holders are carrying a rate below 5%.
Wow.
So as that rate drops down into the mid-sixes, maybe high sixes, whatever it goes down to, maybe even high fives, I guess I'm praying here a little bit, you get a lot more home sellers who are willing to put their homes on the market. And I believe that pre-approvals will start to, like, wake up for real. And so they've been kind of sleepy, people getting pre-approved for mortgages over the last several months. And then buyers will trade the stress of high rates for the frustrations of a more challenging market. I think that is a great way to summarize it, is that buyers will be able to save money, but they might be frustrated by the increased purchase price, the increased competition, all of that.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I'm joined in the studio by the one and only Tammy Slay.
Oh, thank you.
She's a broker, real estate broker, team leader from Dallas, Texas, Frisco, Texas. Yep. Also my girlfriend of 2.5 years.
Yes.
Tammy.
Yes.
Would you describe me as a very patient person all the time?
I would not.
You would not.
I would not.
But
I'm going to be honest, do I do pretty good at being patient with you?
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm not the most patient person in the world.
Not the most
and I think
patient.
That's the entrepreneur in me. But we have a list of supermarket sins that will possibly insult your fellow shopper faster than you can say Piggly Wiggly. And my question for you, Tammy, is are you guilty of any of these things?
Most likely.
Number one, parking your buggy wherever you please.
Most likely.
I am guilty, G-U-I-L-T-Y, all capital letters. The next one, ignoring the rules of the road. Driving on one side of the aisle or the other side of the aisle, ignoring the rules of the road.
Well, nobody has an arrow to tell me which way to go. So that one I'm going to say I'm innocent of.
Me too. I stay out of people's way.
Right.
So if I'm in the aisle, I stay out of people's way. Yeah. Okay, camping out for a conversation.
Totally.
This is me. I will find somebody in a store that I know and hadn't seen in a while, and we will stand. I stood right in front of the meat refrigerator area with everybody reaching around behind me and stuff. I'm surprised they didn't get upset with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. I know. I'll invite other people to come join in. If you're looking at me, come join in and be a part of the conversation.
Okay, here's another one. Lingering too long over purchasing decisions. And by the way, the first, I want you to answer that for me. Do I linger over any decisions in the grocery store?
No.
Sometimes I just grab it and you go, and then I get home and realize, uh-oh, that's not what I needed.
Right. Yeah, you don't linger.
Okay, how about you? I don't think you do
I
either.
Don't think I linger, no.
Well, you're so accustomed to buying the same thing
right.
all the time.
Yeah, I know what I want.
Yep, exactly. Okay, ringing out a large order in the self-checkout lane, that does not bother me at all, and I never do it.
Oh, I always do
it. But that doesn't bother me. You do a lot of groceries?
In the self-checkout?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, I don't.
Yes.
If I have a good bit of groceries, I go to the full
service. Now, it depends on what a good bit. But, you know, sometimes I do fill the bags up, and I got to put them in my cart, and I just keep going.
Yep.
Sometimes I ring up my cart twice.
Okay, here's one, Tammy, that I think you do. Ringing out a large order. No, excuse me. Snacking mid-shop.
I do that.
You ate some pasta the other day.
I was hungry.
Stashing an unwanted item in a random spot.
No,
I don't ever do that.
No.
Using your cell phone with reckless abandon. Never. Mm-mm. And then not removing items from your basket. Sorting your coupons at the register. I would never do that. I just simply do not do that. If you're thinking of selling your house anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell over $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. To find out more, go to GoGaddisRadio.com. Click on $28,000 more. Put in just a little information, and we'll reach out to you right away and help you understand how our customized maximum value plan and our rehab and refresh budget of up to $15,000 can net you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more than your neighbor sold his or home for. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in our neighborhood spotlight, Harvest Point in Austell is being featured, and Atlanta bans right turn on red at some intersections.
Wow.
And believe it or not, it's time for daylight savings time. Stick with us. We'll be back.